man, he's not forcing stuff. I feel like he's throwing away the ball like he's supposed to. I mean, I don't think he's going with the for sure plays, and, you know, he's throwing away the ball a lot. That's why you don't have that many sacks from what I've seen. He's just being patient. I think he's doing good out on the line. He's taking what you give him.
How much more dangerous does that make him to have that? You see him having that patience, and he just isn't as mistake prone.
We just gotta make sure we just do our job, and the best person gonna win that day. I mean, I feel like he gonna make some mistakes, and we gonna make some mistakes, but it's all about who gonna capitalize from him, and hopefully we make lesser mistakes than what they make this week.
The importance of this game is it more because not only it's a division game, but also the fact that this is the team ahead of you right now in the division by a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's 1-0. That's what we talk about every week. And for us, yes, it's a division game, and we need everything. And on top of that, we could be in first place if we do win. So it's one of them games of must win, and which like every week. And we just excited, man, because we the last game of the week, and hopefully we can, come out with a win.
Tune in on Monday night. Does that add anything to it for you personally?
Just for me to go out there and just show what I can do, like I always do every weekend. Just make sure I do my job the best I can and help this team win.
Back to Eli, he's been getting rid of the ball. I think he's like third in the league. Gets rid of the ball so fast.
Yeah.
Faster than he has in years past. How much of a challenge is that to try and get to him and rattle him?
For us, we just can't get frustrated as a D-line and as outside linebackers as we, you know, try to go get him. We just got to make sure when the opportunity do come, when he doesn't get it out fast, that we beat him. And that's something that we always talk about while we're out there. Yeah, he's been getting it out fast, but make sure you keep going because you never know when it's going to open up for you to get the sack or you to be disruptive in the backfield.
I still don't know if Beckham's going to play, but just talk about the challenge. We see what that guy can do out there. Chip said today he's sure he's going to play.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to play because he knows what's at stake for them, and he know that, I mean, man, it's a must-win for them too because they trying to win the division just as much as we trying to win the division. And, yeah, it's going to be a hard-fought game because, you know, it's a rivalry week. And, you know, those rival games, man, it don't matter how bad a team doing. I don't care if they was 0-5. It would have been a hard-fought game this week no matter what because it's Eagles-Giants.
You've played in a lot of Eagles-Giants games. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite one or a favorite moment?
Yeah, when we blew them out last year. the zero. Well, we kept the zero up. Whenever you can keep that zero up any week, you know, in the NFL, I mean, it's, man, you worked your butt off because most of the time it's always, you always see good quarterbacks getting to the red zone all the time. And, yeah, you get 3 points. But for us, we're trying to keep that zero up this week.
What do you remember about that game specifically? Anything that stands out?
I just remember us on the sideline just having fun from the get-go. Hopefully we had the same energy, if not better, this week. But I know the energy was something that was, I mean, man, it's Giants-Eagles week. If you can't get riled up for that game, man, you don't need to be here. And I think we got the guys that want to be here, and I think we're going to go out there and have the energy the same this week.
Talk about you guys in here. Talk about the energy you feel in that stadium. You played a good amount of Monday night football games. Monday mm-hmm. night, Eagles-Giants at the link. What do you expect that atmosphere to be like with these fans?
Well, man, if we winning, boy, it's going to be so loud. And if we losing, boy, it's going to be so many boos. The loudest boos you ever heard. But, man, we just going to go out there and have fun, and we're going to play our game, and hopefully we come out victorious this week.